sound. Stop scratching. Come on. Oh, jeez. I left you alone for like 2 minutes. I know it itches. Stop. Stop scratching. Just put your hands behind your back. God, you're a grown man and you're acting like a little baby. It's just a couple of mosquito bites. Okay, are you scratching behind there? I said stop. Jeez, you're just going to make them worse. No, I've got the calamine lotion and some cotton balls. I'm just going to apply it all over anywhere you've got mosquito bites, and it'll feel much better. What were you thinking, taking a walk down that trail at dusk anyways? It's just full of mosquitoes, especially without any bug spray on. Your mom usually reminds you to put it on. How old are you again? Come on, you're not a kid anymore. Hell, you're not even in your teens. You have to start thinking about these things for yourself without mommy reminding you. Look, she's away for like a week and you're covered practically head to toe in mosquito bites. This isn't how grown men act. Well, not grown responsible men. Oh my goodness, now stop pouting. Men don't pout either. They just handle it. I mean, you could have just Googled what to do. You don't have to call your mom's best friend, your neighbor, to come over and take care of you. How are you ever going to prove that you can be a man and independent and on your own if you're calling me every time something goes wrong? No, I don't mind helping. That's not the point. It's fine that you called me or you felt comfortable enough still to call me after all this time. I don't know. I wish you'd think before you do things like, you know, going on a trail late at night where all the mosquitoes... Oh my God, stop it! Stop scratching! It's like you think I can't hear that. Or I don't have eyes and I can't see your hands moving back there. What are you scratching anyways? Turn around for a second. No, turn around. God, let me just lift up your shirt. I don't see any mosquito bites on your back. Lucky for you, because they'd be hard to reach. What are you scratching back here? Unbuckle your pants. Don't be silly. Just do it. Okay, I can tug them down. The back of your legs look pretty good, too. I guess we're going to pull down your briefs. Oh my goodness. Wow, you've got some big bites on your bottom. Oh, give it to you. That was funny. I guess you do have a juicy ass for mosquitoes, at least. All right, yes, it is juicy. But you can't be scratching them. It just makes it worse. Look, hand me the calamine lotion and the cotton balls and bend over the bed a bit. Don't be ridiculous. It's too late to be embarrassed about this now. You called me to help, and that's what I'm doing. These need some tending to, or you're never going to be able to get any rest. Come on. That's it. Just bend at the waist over the edge of the bed. Stick your bottom out of it. Okay. Now, this might feel a little cool, but it'll be soothing in a... See, I told you it would be cold. Just stay still. I'm just going to dab some on these bites here. Oh my God, they're like flaming hot. I didn't say you were flaming hot, naughty boy. Just your ass is... Oh, you. What am I going to do with you? Yeah, tend to your ass is right. That's what I have to do, don't I? God, you've even got one way down under there, don't you? Just spread your legs open a bit. Just don't be embarrassed. Of course I can see your balls. It's not a big deal. I've just gotta get that one right near there. Okay, there you go. Shit. I'm just gonna have to, you know, move you over a little. Yeah, your balls. Sorry if my hands are cold. Wait till the calamine lotion hits this. That's a funny little squeal. Come on. You gotta admit that feels better, doesn't it? Alright, I think I've got all the spots on your ass. There you go. Yes, I did just smack your ass lightly. You probably deserve more than just a light spanking for going out like that last night. Okay, let's see the rest of you. I didn't expect you to just stand up and turn around and... Yeah, it has been a long time, hasn't it? Oh my god, look how swollen that is. No, not your cock, although, well, yeah, it is kind of big and full, but I was talking about that. That mosquito bite right on your hip. God, that must itch like crazy when it rubs against the waistband of your pants. Oh, stop! Stop scratching! Do I have to keep slapping your hands away? You know what you've got to do? You've got to think of something else. Something to take your mind off the itching. I don't know, anything. Just, you know, close your eyes and think of anything and I'll just get the calamine lotion and start tending to some of these on your belly and your... upper thigh here. God, these mosquitoes love you. Just look, please don't go there right now. I don't know when. I don't know if we're ever gonna go there again. It's look, I'm just here to help a friend's son. What else do you want me to think of you as? You're my best friend's son. Oh, Jesus. Well, you're not acting like a grown man. Look at you, literally standing here, covered head to toe in bites, because you couldn't think far enough ahead to put bug spray on your body. So what do? You call your second mommy to come over and take care of you. What? You want me to leave? No, I'm not even half done. Now? What's wrong? Why are you so angry? No, okay. Fine, I apologize. I shouldn't have said the comment about your second mommy. I know that's not how you think of me. I just really hope that you're not thinking of me at all, that you've moved on and, you know, you've got girls and new friends and... Oh, fuck. Don't say that. You know what? Maybe it would be better if we just don't talk right now. Just let me finish helping you with this, and that's because I don't want to talk about it. Look, you called me to help you. Just let me do that, okay? Thank you. God, these are so bad. They're gonna take a while to heal. You're probably gonna need me to come over and put calamine lotion on you for a little while yet. Don't be snippy. It's fine, I don't mind. You can't do it for yourself. God, just look at your bottom. How are you gonna reach that? You'll manage. See? This is what I mean. This is childish behavior. You're acting like a spoiled little boy because I said something that you didn't like. Adults don't do this. They have discussions, they solve their problems, they move on. You know what? Yeah, I did say I don't want to talk about it. Fuck. Fine. You know what? You think you're the big man and you can do this all on your own? Here, take these and have at it. Just try not to fucking scratch, okay? Hey. Shh. It's just me. I just came over to check on you. Oh, it's late. I couldn't sleep. I remember when I was little and I had the chicken pox. Covered head to toe in itchy red patches. And I remembered my brother used to scratch at his something terrible and even left a few scars. He's got them up to this day. I just thought of you scratching and I couldn't bear the thought of you scarring yourself. I wanted to make sure you were keeping up with your calamine lotion. Are you dressed under your covers? Good, no extra clothes, just make things worse. Is it okay if I take a peek? All right. Oh my goodness. There's no calamine lotion on these. Oh, I told you you wouldn't be able to reach them all. Just let me get them for you, okay? Don't scratch. There. I think I've got them all again. See? Isn't that better? Well, it's not a miracle cure. They're still gonna itch, just a little less than they would without it. The key is to take your mind off it. I mean, I could hang around and we could talk. Yeah, I did say I didn't want to talk, I guess. What about the TV? Or, you know, YouTube? Your mind drifts. Yeah, I get that. I just feel bad about everything earlier. I just wish there was some way I could help you. Maybe if, I offered some sort of visual distraction. Like, you know, showing you these. Oh, they are a distraction, aren't they? I know how much you adore my big breasts. Yeah, sure, you can reach out and touch them if you want. No, they've definitely not gotten any bigger. Thank God. I don't think I'd be able to find bras anymore. That's just because you're a dirty boy. You'd love them bigger, wouldn't you? God, look at them. They're practically the size of your head. A comparison. Oh, you just want me to put my tits in your face, don't you? Well, I guess I could do that for a second or two. They are about the size of your head, aren't they? Oh, God. Fuck, that feels good when you just nestle your face between my tits. You just want me to tap your face with them. Just like that. Sure, you could suck on my nipples. Oh. can't help but smile down at you. God, you look adorable with your mouth feeding on me. Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't say that, but you just look so precious like this. What? Do I remember one of the first promises I made to you? No. What are you talking about? Oh, that. That was just something I said in the heat of the moment. Yes, I remember, I promise. It's really not fair telling me that it would help take your mind off the itching. I guess it can't hurt. This is just because I'm feeling guilty about what happened earlier, and I want you to heal, nothing else. Not because I want you to, or... Jeez. Look at you already sliding down my body and slipping my panties off. Oh my god. Jeez, don't say that. Well, first of all, how many pussies have you seen that close up? Yes, it would matter. You can't have the prettiest pussy you've ever seen if you haven't seen it. Okay. Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe that's enough talking. Besides, it seems like your tongue is much more skilled at that than talking. Yes. Yes, I like that. God. How does that taste? I mean, you've never... Oh, my God. Oh, God. Oh, yes, yes. You're supposed to like it. So good if you like the taste of my pussy. Maybe, if you could lick a little higher, like, ew, fuck, oh, it's so sensitive there, makes my pussy so, oh, God, you didn't I was just telling you how good it feels. You know, maybe in case you have to do this with another girl and you want to learn what women like. Oh. Why did you stop? No, I didn't mean you weren't doing a good job. You're not mad about that. Fine. I won't mention other girls. Happy? Yeah, I've tasted my pussy too. Yeah, I guess I like the taste. Oh. Myself on your lips. Fuck, don't say that. That you like sharing my pussy with me like this. I wonder what he's doing. He shouldn't put your cock there. It up and down, but just outside, okay? I don't want you to slip it in me. Sometimes it's hard for me to remember how big you are. God, yes, of course I think about you. You know I do. Yes, about your cock. Yes. Yes, I've thought about how good it would feel in me. But you can't, okay? You can't put it in me. Oh, fuck, because I can't be your first. You always remember your first. You need someone else to be the first. It's what you deserve. I have to try and do the right thing, okay? Tiniest little tip, you can slide it in. Actually, no, I'm never this wet. I'm sorry. It's probably way too slippery. Fuck. Don't tell me that, okay? Don't tell me how good it feels. Just you should probably slide out now. Probably enough. Oh God, you're back in. Oh, fine. Yes. Just a little more then, please. Just a little more. I just want a little more of you inside me. Oh my God. You're big, that's all. I just have to adjust if you want to fit more of you in. Oh, God, don't say all. Don't say. Oh. Oh, God. Try not to move too much. Oh, fuck. I'm trying to think before I do something that we'll regret. Oh, God. Oh. No. No, sweetheart. You're not hurting me. Those are squeals of pleasure. You know, you don't have to go so slow. I'm not a virgin. I'm already so wet. And once I've adjusted to take you all in, it's kind of good to go. Yours. I don't know why. I used to be such a slut. Fuck everything. I don't mean that in a negative way. You don't have to protect me from myself. I just meant I loved to fuck. I didn't really care too much about emotions, but you mess with me somehow, and I don't think that's a good thing. Oh, God. Yes. Oh, yes. It feels good. Oh, baby, it feels so good. Oh, God, I miss having a cock in me. Oh, you're just so big. Oh, I knew no one else would do it for me. Oh, that's why my pussy's so tight. God, it feels good on your cock, doesn't it? Oh, do you like fucking me? Do you like my pussy being the first one that you've dipped your big dick into? Oh, fuck. Wait till I start milking it, and I come so hard, my pussy just squeezes your cock because I can't take it anymore. Because I can't take it anymore. Oh, God. God, I can't take it. I can't wait, baby. I can't. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Ugh. 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 Oh, fuck. Come. Come. Oh, baby. Oh, God, I don't want you to fall out. Oh, God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't want you to fall out. Please, baby, don't pull out. Don't pull out. Oh, I want you coming to me, baby. Oh, it's so wrong, but I want you coming to me. Please come to me. Please. Oh! Yeah. Oh, God, that's it, baby. Moan it. Scream for me. Scream while you pump me full of cum. That's it, baby. That's it, baby. Get it, baby. Oh, God, that's a good boy. That's a good boy. Fill me up. Yeah. It was pretty perfect for me, too. Shit. Did you hear that? I think that was the front door. God, no, get off, get off. It could be your mother or your brother. What do you mean it doesn't matter? Of course it matters. Jesus, where's my shirt? Fuck. Shit, I'm being too loud, okay? Find them. God, it's so dark in here. Jeez, fuck. Wait. Shh. I think it was your brother. I heard him close his room door down the hall. Oh, fuck. Guess I should get dressed anyways and go and... Look, don't look so disappointed. Even if we wanted to tell people what was happening here... I don't think this is the way you'd want them to find out, right? See? Exactly. No, it's probably better that I go home. I just would likely be so comfortable in your arms I wouldn't wake up, and that would be kind of difficult to explain in the morning. So I'm gonna go home, and I'll come by to check on you tomorrow, okay? I don't mean to leave you, I think it's for the best. Oh, come on. Don't look at me like that. At least, on the bright side, the distraction worked. You're not itchy anymore, are you? Look, I'm not gonna say yet whether this was more than just a distraction. Let's just wait and see what tomorrow brings. Try and get some sleep, okay? Good night, sweetheart. Sweet dreams.